thing, you turn it, you know.
The spigot on it?
Uh-huh. No, you just turn it on, turn it on, turn it off or turn it on.
I see.
Yeah.
So, you know, used to when maybe you were working out in the fields, they'd bring out a barrel of water or something like that and have that thing in it, you know, and you could turn it on. What was that?
I know what you're talking about. Put it in the barrel.
And you
cut it on and off too, couldn't
you? It had a what on it? Had a...
Oh, I've just got to try to think of that name now. I think I know what you're talking about. It was in the bottom of the barrel. Where you turn it on, you draw the water out of it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, the thunder. I don't know if I'm going to get that name or not.
Well, y'all, things used to come in barrels and you did it that way, didn't you? I mean, you had...
Well, we never did, not much soil water, but they did do that, you know. We bought everything in barrel, flour, meal, you know, mostly flour, because like I said, we didn't buy much meal.
Yes, sir.
But flour, yeah, you buy it, but you could buy it by half or a whole barrel, but it would be put up in wood, you know. It'd be plain, too. It wouldn't be self-rising.
What did lard come in, maybe?
It come in, they call it tubs or barrels. I've seen it in both. Big containers too.
Yeah.
Large containers.
You ever seen molasses come in any, with molasses?
Yeah, in barrels, yeah. Cypress barrels, yeah. People used to make it here in the country and put it up in them too.
Yeah.
Mostly half a barrel, that'd be about 33 gallon barrels, you know. Yeah, they, a lot of people put it up in them. Because it was sort of hard to get the, you didn't get the buckets like you do now, sir, buckets, you know. And they had, well, they put one of these things we was talking about in there to draw you, draw it out. Went down, no.
Bone or?
I reckon that would be about all I could think of as a bone. It was made out of wood, and you had just like a hole bore in there, you just fit it in there, you know, plumb tight. You might put something around it,
yeah,
off or something, you know, because it would not leak. And it had a thing, turn it on and turn it off, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, when you had a narrow mouth barrel, they had them things that would, you know, maybe that would be around like this, and they would be narrow and wide out here, and you, they was...
Oh,
Called.
She called them funnels, didn't you?
Yeah, I guess something.
Come down, taste small and flare it out, yeah.
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 Now, what did you have something that you would use to drive your horses with to get them to go faster?
Yeah, you usually did.
A buggy.
It had buggers called buggy whips. Used to buy them. Yeah, yeah, I'd touch him up, you know, it's pretty keen, you know.
Yeah. Now, when you bought fruit at the store, the grocer now, he puts them in a...
Well, then I just bag them now, you know, as a rule.
In a what kind of bag?
Well, just a common paper bag.
Yeah.
A lot of times you buy fruit, so now already put up in a, something like a cellophane, you know, maybe be a dozen apples. A lot of fruit is already put up and you just buy the bag, you know.
Yes.
Say a dozen apples so much. I don't believe as much so with oranges as apples. Bananas stays loose, you know, on the stem. And, you know, they generally just bag them up, you know, they got their bags there. That's about the way it's put up for you. I guess that's about the same thing all over the United States, I suppose. I don't know.
Yeah. What did, say, a fairly large quantity of sugar, how did it used to come packaged?